I'm Specialist Carrie Wheeler, and this is your AFN Humphreys Radio Update. Forgiveness can often be quite the process, but it's a powerful tool for maintaining our own well-being. Specialist Kang Zhang and Specialist Aldo Pakar from the 65th Medical Brigade share some advice.
Forgiveness is to choose to let go. And saying that you forgive the person doesn't really mean anything. It's all about, it's all just words if you're just saying, I forgive you. Because forgiveness is more of an action than anything, because by doing the action, you're actually deciding to let go of things and move on versus just saying, I'm just going to forgive you and just let it stay like that.
And here's how to make it work for you.
So one of the first ones is to let go of the resentment, as Sean mentioned, letting go of that anger, that hostility towards someone who has treated you unfairly. Doing this, even though you're justified in having these feelings. So like one of the things that most people do, which is a do not in the whole process of forgiveness, is condoning or approving or even excusing what happened, right? Because then that also just creates a future pattern of behavior for the person who has wronged you, right? They're like, oh, well, they said it's okay, so it is okay, so I'll just keep doing it.
And another one is, another do is to have the chance to amend the damage of a relationship if you choose to do so. And you don't want to agree to continue a relationship as it was. So after forgiving someone, you could either choose to resume a relationship, modify it, or to end it.
Stay tuned to AFN and follow U.S. Army Garrison Humphreys Facebook page for the most up-to-date information about what our community has to offer. That's your AFN Humphreys Radio Update. For more local news and information, check us out on Facebook at AFN Humphreys or listen to AFN Go, available at afnpacific.net. I'm Specialist Carrie Wheeler.